Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. And listen to this.
There is nothing that can make me feel worse than what I feel right now and for what I feel for the family. We are so sorry that this has happened to them.
See, tearful Australian DJ Mel Grieg of the radio program Today FM breaking her silence on the journalistic tactic. Would we call it journalistic? The tactic that delivered a scoop confirming that Royal Kate Middleton was pregnant with an heir to the British crown, but that also has produced a tragedy. The nurse who was fooled by Mel and her partner's impression of the Queen and Prince Charles has been found dead, an apparent suicide. She hanged herself.
Prank calls have, you know, they've been around for as long as radio's existed, and it's they're done by
every
radio station.
But this result is just horrific.
No one could have predicted this result.
What are you guys going to do then? Are you going to pursue your DJ careers?
I don't even want to think about that right now. There's bigger pressing issues, and that's making sure that family gets through this tough time.
Today, FM DJ Michael Christian and Mel Grieg again. The question here is one of ethics, morals, and the way in which trusting sincere people, such as that nurse in this case, can be made to feel ridiculous and publicly humiliated by the ironic and predatory acts of journalists looking for a coup. Or is the public's right to know more important than a nurse's loyalty to his or her patients and staff? Are the royals just a silly business anyway? And is chasing them around and violating their privacy just the ironic and cynical game that the press plays with the royals in this day and age? To be a royal is a target, right? Well, the nurse, Jacinta Sedanha, and her family aren't royals, and her sincerity and concern for the mother and grandmother of one of her patients is a quality you would probably want in a nurse if you were in the hospital. This sincerity and concern was mined by the pranksters on the radio to produce a juicy detail for the Royal Press Corps. Is the nurse just an unfortunate casualty? Is irony and predation irresistible entertainment? We'll be exploring the culture of irony and cynicism all week long, and we'd love to know your thoughts on this, a story where you might have crossed a line somewhere being ironic or sarcastic in your own lives. Or were you ever an object of this kind of thing? Forget about the royals for a moment. What does this mean person to person, human to human? We want to begin there on The Takeaway. Today, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. But first, Miranda Devine, columnist with the Sydney Daily Telegraph, joins us from Sydney. Where does the public stand, Miranda, on all of this?
Look, initially there was a great deal of anger, and that's changed slightly to a sort of circling of the wagons around these two young DJs, in part because of the ferociousness of the social media and also the British press. And, of course, they were, you just played a little bit of it, they appeared for the first time on television tonight in Australia. And they looked like deer caught in the headlights. This has become such an enormous global story with such awful ramifications that although they are absolutely responsible for that phone call, it was interesting that they seemed to go out of their way to offload blame onto their superiors. And so this particular radio station had a policy where these prank calls were made, but then they were vetted by lawyers and upper management. And even with all that vetting, this call still went through with the tragic consequences.
You know, let's talk for a moment about what Michael Christian suggests here. He says prank calls have been around for as long as radio has been in existence. No one could have imagined that this could happen. Now, is he saying there that there's nothing wrong with them and what they're doing, but there might be something wrong with the nurse who must have been unstable to have taken this to this extreme?
Absolutely right. That is the only way you can really read that. And I think, I don't know if it's the same in America, but certainly in Australia, these prank calls have become, they're a bit out of control now, and they have become a staple of a certain segment of sort of young radio. And, you know, a prank call, these DJs and everyone else really who's talking about it seems to think a prank call's just harmless fun, but it really exploits, as you just said so eloquently before, the decency of people for cheap laughs, and it plays on the worst elements of human nature. And it's just, it's bullying. It really is the sort of bullying ridicule that does drive people to take their own lives in some circumstances.
How are we to
be humiliated?
Yeah, well, no, and you said it very well there. Is this being driven, though, more by Britain versus Australia, a certain kind of rivalry between the various press corps and, of course, the people-to-people issues between Britain and Australia? Or is there a straight-ahead moral question that is more universal here?
I think it's both. I think that there certainly is that sort of rivalry between Australia and the UK and our history. I think the British press has been cowed somewhat about the, you know, Fleet Street is out of control, and I think it's the one sort of, I don't think Americans would even fathom the kind of behaviours that go on in Fleet Street that are absolutely vile and dishonest. And I think that they have gone after the royal family on Fleet Street to such an extent that in the end, the death of Princess Diana, of course, Prince William's mother, the would have been the late mother-in-law of the Duchess of Cornwall, who had the morning sickness. I mean, her death, chased to death by paparazzi in a Paris tunnel, became a sort of marking for an end point of that kind of predatory journalism, or at least the royal family hoped it would be. And I think the British press has been chastised a little bit about that, and chastised. But the Australian press hasn't quite had that same chastisement, even though this has nothing to do with journalism. These two DJs are just entertainers. They are not journalists. But still, there is that element of Australians trying to outsmart the British Fleet Street. But I think the more important story, the deeper story, is that moral story. This idea that I call it the Boratization of our culture. You know, Borat, the movie, that whole act is about humiliating people, taking their trust, trusting people. It's about corroding those bonds of friendship and compassion and trust that we have in a decent society.
Miranda Devine is a columnist for the Sydney Daily Telegraph.